This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush addressed the United Nations General Assembly this morning, trying to build a case against Iraq. The president said that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein remained a grave threat to peace.
He has proven. Instead, only his contempt for the United Nations and for all his pledges. By breaking every pledge, by his deceptions and by his cruelties, Saddam Hussein has made the case against himself.
President Bush addressing the UN General Assembly. NPR's Mara Liasson is in New York. Mara, what evidence did President Bush use to develop the case against Saddam Hussein?
Well, the president gave a long list of UN resolutions that Iraq has defied. And he talked about how Iraq was supposed to give up its weapons of mass destruction. It hasn't done that. It was supposed to cooperate with the inspection regime. It hasn't done that. It was supposed to cease repression of its own people. It hasn't done that. A very long list of things. The message there was pretty clear. To the UN, you are being dissed. Your credibility is on the line here because your resolutions are not being enforced. The interesting thing was that he didn't offer evidence of a direct connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. And when he did talk about the resolution that Saddam Hussein had violated about renouncing all support for terrorism, he said that Iraq continues to shelter groups that want to commit violence against Iran, Israel, and Western governments. It targets its own dissidents abroad, and some al-Qaeda escapees from Afghanistan are known to be in Iraq. So that part of his case, I think, was among the thinnest. But he was very, very strong, and he clearly put the burden on Iraq and the United Nations to enforce these resolutions or else.
Here's the president addressing the responsibility of the United Nations.
Iraq has answered a decade of UN demands with a decade
whatever
of defiance.
Bob wants to ask.
All the world now faces a test, and the United Nations a difficult and defining moment. Are Security Council resolutions to be honored and enforced, or cast aside without consequence? Will the United Nations serve the purpose of its founding, or will it be irrelevant?
I think there you have it, Bob. I mean, he's laying the burden on the UN to either make these resolutions effective or, and I think he was pretty clear, the US will step in on its own. He said that the UN resolutions will either be enforced or action will be unavoidable and necessary, and that either Iraq will do this or the Iraqi regime will lose its power. So I think the president's message was pretty clear. He said the U.S. wants the U.N. to be effective. It's the world's most important and a multilateral institution, but he certainly retains the right to be unilateral.
Well, what exactly does he want the U.N. to do? To insist, of course, that U.N. weapons inspectors be allowed back into Iraq, but what's the or else?
Well, the or else he isn't spelling out. He's not asking for a specifically worded U.N. resolution that says if the inspectors don't go back in, the U.N. supports U.S. military action. He's not asking for that. He's merely taking the next step. He's trying to answer a lot of the criticism that says he hasn't involved the international community or the U.N. Here he is standing in the well of the General Assembly saying, we want you to be effective. Your resolutions aren't being enforced. You do something or we will.
He certainly made a case against Iraq. Iraq's a very bad country, does all these bad things. Did he make a case for the United States acting alone?
I don't think he completely developed that here. I think he's going to continue trying to do that. Don't forget, his audience is twofold right now. It's the international community, which the vast majority of international leaders are against unilateral U.S. action against Saddam Hussein, and he's got Congress, where people have a lot of questions about what a U.S. military action against Iraq would mean, what are the risks, what are the costs. This really is the beginning of a full-scale lobbying campaign by the president to get international and domestic support for what might end up being unilateral U.S. action to depose Saddam Hussein.
NPR's Mara Liasson in New York.